No one can deny Michigan's roads are bad and getting worse. Within 6 years, the number of roads considered fair or good condition will drop below the 50% mark. Lawmakers passed that $1.2 billion road funding package in 2015, but that's fallen far short of what it's needed to get Michigan roads up to at least fair condition. The nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan has examined all the road funding options and today came out with recommendations. Eric Lufer is the president of the CRC. So, Eric, tell us, what is the recommendation for the best way to find road repair money?
Win the lottery.
Good one.
Well, Michigan has a long history of sort of a user fee approach where we use gas tax and vehicle registration fees. And that creates some accountability. We know where the money's coming from and we know what it's being used for. So our paper is really geared around maintaining that relationship. We could certainly look at other things, a sales tax, an income tax, things like that. But we've tended in Michigan to use those for other things like education and just funding the general fund. So we really built our paper around how do we use revenue sources that we know, that we understand, to fund the roads. And, you know, there's certainly long-term issues with that. The gas tax is not as productive over time as we would hope for because of increased fuel efficiency and hybrid cars and things like that. But we got to worry about now and then deal with the long-term after we get past this short-term issue.
And the thing that seems to jump out is a recommendation to untie the sales tax from gasoline sales.
Yeah, we're one of the few states in the nation that include motor fuels in the sales tax base. And that creates a lot of confusion because when you look at the overall amount of taxes that we charge at the pump, we're near the top. We were like fourth or fifth in the nation for total taxes. But more than half of that money isn't going for roads. It's going for schools and for local government, what we call state revenue sharing. So part of our recommendation is let's just untangle that. Let's have whatever taxes our state policymakers come up with to fund schools and to fund local government revenue sharing, but let's use gas taxes and let's use vehicle registration fees solely for roads. Let's not charge things for the pump that are funding anything external to the roads.
And I think the first thing people listening would want to go say is, would we see prices at the pump go up if we did that?
So you can do it in a revenue-neutral way at the pump. You can say we're not going to do the sales tax anymore and we'll just replace it with gas taxes. That would be somewhere in the 15, 17, maybe 18 cents a gallon. You'd replace it, produce almost $900 million, and then you would have, of course, have to find a way to make up that money for schools and for local governments.
Yes, because that was my next question. If you do that, don't we create a problem in those other areas like schools and local revenue sharing that rely on that money from the taxes at the fuel pump? How do you fill that hole?
Back in 2015, we tried to do it with the sales tax, and the voters weren't too keen on that idea because we've built in the tax rate for sales into the Constitution. It required a vote. We don't necessarily think that's a bad idea, but we don't have the time to go for a vote on this. So I think we're looking probably at increasing property taxes at the state level or looking at income taxes or some of the other taxes capable of raising that amount of money.
One of the things I took away from looking at your report is the fact, you know, when we think about that, lawmakers passed that $1.2 billion package, and that was in 2015. But we know the 21st Century Infrastructure Commission figures we need $2.2 billion more every year to get roads up to at least fair condition. So when you think of the politics here, what would it take to make this idea of untying the sales tax from gasoline sales, what would it take to make that happen?
Well, I think some of the pieces are already in place. We have a champion at the state level with the governor who made this a key campaign issue. I think there's increasing recognition by legislators on both sides of the aisle that our roads cannot be neglected anymore, that this is affecting economic development, it's affecting quality of life in the state. So those pieces are in place, and now we're just thinking about how to come up with the money and how much money is sufficient to do what we need to do. those are the major pieces. You have to have willing players, and you have to have somebody that keeps them in the committee room, keeps the discussion going until we can find agreement and move things forward.
Eric Lufer is president of the nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan, out with its report today evaluating Michigan's options to increase road funding. Eric, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.